Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sissies, this is a special show, isn't it, Poodle?
I guess.
It is. This, y'all,
it's No, it is. It is. I just forgot what we're doing.
Oh, Lord. It's a collab, y'all. We're not really a collab.
Collab alert.
More of an interview. It's more like an interview because collab means we do something on their show.
You're right. This is
and
an interview.
Jessica is more, she has a show way too important for us to actually ever be on.
I really fucked this up. This is, I will say, this was a really fun interview. And
it was
Jessica.
Great.
Jessica, this is an interview with EP Jessica Sebastian of The Marriage Pact on Roku TV.
It's very good, y'all.
This is a really good conversation. The show is actually riveting, and it's a new kind of format where these are people who make those kind of marriage pacts where they say, well, you know, if we're not married at 30, we'll get married, which, y'all, I've never thought about doing.
Poodle is not familiar. I had like three of them with a bunch of
straight girls,
with a bunch of queer dears who love me and I love them. They're like, Maddie, will you have a baby? I said, I will, Tanya. And guess what? They all got married and had children, and I'm still alone.
You're still crying yourself to sleep at night.
Eating
ice cream.
I'm still alone. But also too, so the show's really great. It's actually hosted by
Shan Boodram.
Somebody who's actually fucking qualified to host the show. She's great. You have the thing. Shan, she's like a sex.
She's an LA based sexologist. She's a sex expert. She's a YouTube personality, and she's just an all around well read and well intentioned person.
Not anything like certain other hosts on other shows where people are dating or getting.
Yeah. This person actually knows what they're doing.
She really does, and it makes a difference in the show. So that's it. We really like the show, and also we really enjoyed. Like, talk about why we Poodle. Tell them why we wanted to interview Jessica.
We were approached by, we had mutual acquaintances, and we looked at one episode of the show, and I said, yeah, I wanted, we both said, yeah, we want to talk about this, because kind of a reality TV kind of trope that you're not seeing very often, and the market is super saturated with the same kind of crap over and over again, and we wanted to promote that. Also, this show is made, has a female EP, has a female showrunner, and we want to highlight shows made by women, especially reality TV, which can sometimes, maybe just sometimes, exploit women a little bit. A
little bit. And I will
say, just a little.
You guys, we talk about this show, but I just want to make it clear. You can watch this on Roku TV, which is free. You literally can just Google Roku TV, The Marriage Pact. You'll find the first link. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to. There's a few commercials. There's not that many. But anyway, it's very, very easy to watch.
You don't even have to have a name.
I got
to
say, Roku TV, I looked at some of the others. They're putting out good shit.
It looked like there was some good stuff on there. Yeah. And it's... We would have
covered this show in all transparency if Matt Sharp wasn't raw dogging us right now. So anyway, y'all.
Okay, anyway, enjoy our interview with Jessica Sebastian Dye. Computer. Hello, listeners. We have a special episode for you today, Jessica Sebastian, as in Christine Dye.
Because it's the marriage pact, Things go whack in the marriage pact.
I should have hired you guys to do the theme song. What were we thinking?
I don't know. I don't know why we're not on everyone's speed dial. To do y'all, this is we're so excited to talk to Jessica Sebastian, EP of The Marriage Pact, which is airing all episodes now available on the Roku channel. And again, you guys, we got a little talk, and there's a, I think you should talk to these people who know about reality love shows. And that is definitely us. And
yes, and we, you know, we have mutual connections and that let us know about this show.
It's good, y'all. It's good.
I'm going to say this is a different take on a love and relationship reality show than I've ever seen. And it was because when stuff comes across our desk and I'm just like, oh, another one. And I watched, I'm like, this is different. And good for y'all.
Yes, that's what I say.
Congratulations for making something different.
We're excited. But welcome to the show, Jessica. We're so happy to have you.
I'm so excited to be here. It's such an honor because you guys are the experts of all thing reality and dating. And so the fact that you're excited about this show makes me excited about it too.
And by your accent, you're obviously from Iowa. So
I am. Very clear. Thank you. I'm from England originally, but I've been in the States. I'm actually a citizen now, so I'm actually American.
Congratulations. Oh, you slipped through.
You did a 90-day fiancé. You did it.
You know what?
Or were you?
Maybe I should have done that. I would have been a citizen sooner.
Because your husband's a Brit?
My husband is from Syria originally.
Oh.
But then came over here when he was 7, but he's a citizen.
Oh, no. So
Jake's going to ask you about how hot your husband is in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No, you'll just have to send us a picture later.
I'll send you a picture. He looks a bit like Vin Diesel, if that's your type.
Oh, no. Oh, what? I'm eating my own words.
That's everyone's type.
I know.
Anyway, so as we said before, Jessica, this show is on the Roku channel and it is called The Marriage Pact. Now, can you just tell us, for those of you who have lived in a cave, what a marriage pact is and kind of like maybe some of the reasons why you think people make them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a marriage pact is an agreement between two people that if by a certain date they haven't found somebody, that they would actually get married to each other. So often it's made by best friends or it's made by two people at college or two people later on in life that maybe have explored a little bit but not really dated or maybe they dated and broke up. And it's almost like this agreement that is a backup plan for some. But I think for others, it's also a safety net, or it can also be something that maybe the timing isn't right, but you make this agreement because you don't want to let that person go.
Yeah.
So for many people, it might be falling out of a club drunk and making it. For somebody else, it might be that they did it when they were younger. Or maybe they dated for a minute, the timing wasn't right, but they made this agreement that they should explore. If by the time they turn 30 or 35 or whatever it is, that maybe they should actually be married to one another. And most people, when they make them, there hasn't been an experiment like we're doing in the show that sort of expedites that time frame when the due date is coming up.
Right.
To see if they will actually make good on that pact after all of those years of wondering what if.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it because I've done that. I've done that with friends. I did it with girlfriends when I thought I was straight. And then I've done it, you know, with guy friends as well, when you kind of these expectations that we have about when it makes me laugh in some ways because I think, oh, I thought I needed to be married when I was 22. But what I love about this show is that you're kind of calling everybody's bluff, like put up or shut up. You make these in life. And I mean, these people agreed to be here, but what is good, what is, I think, great about this show too, is that kudos to casting on this because y'all got people of all different ages because there's a couple who are 22 and think they need to get married.
Oh my God, those poor 22-year-olds.
Trevor and Logan.
I just want to shake both of them.
When y'all, I'm just going to tell you this. When Logan she looks at Trevor and says, we can't sleep in the bed at night because that's when the devil does his handiwork.
That's when the devil comes out. Devil comes out at night.
We're both Southern people.
So we grew up with people like that. Yeah.
That's when I leaned in between that and Bree just having opinions on everyone.
or Grace, who always sounds like she's been shouting all night.
And who I kind of love.
I kind of love her too.
But she's always kind of like, her voice is always, it's like right ready. Her voice is about to go at any moment. And I kind of, I loved her.
Anyway, so yes, y'all, you did it. So what was the casting process like in this for y'all?
Yeah, thank you. So the casting process was a long process. We worked with two great women independently from different casting companies, and they had a lot of dating and sort of love experience with those mm-hmm. types of shows. But I think what was really important in this particular casting was, you know, you want to find people where those stakes are there, right? And they actually do have those relationships and those years of wondering what if. So they really are coming onto this show to figure it out. And that's going to be a very meaningful ending. So by the time, you know, if your audience gets, you know, hopefully gets to episode 8, which they will.
When your audience gets to episode 8.
By the way, it's an incredible episode. You know, you really want, it's really meaningful. It's either that they are going to get married and say I do and there's a proposal that happens, or it is that they're going to walk away from each other and rip up their pact. And I think that's,
that is so dramatic. That was such a good, I will say, y'all, a lot of these, you know, we've done a lot of these shows, and sometimes the show is really good and then the last episode is just kind of like wah wah, but it does have this like love is blind.
It's got that love is blind touch.
Go ahead, Poodle.
Because you were talking to us a little bit before, you have partners who have worked on shows like Love is Blind, right?
Yeah, so we had an incredible team with this. So the idea came to me at Maven through two executive producers, Pete Scalata and Jessica Namias. And they both come from a slew of credible shows. Yeah. So Pete had done The Bachelor for a really long time. Jess had also done The Bachelor. She's got another show coming out called Twin Love, and she'd also done Fuckboy Island, another classic.
Yes.
A
seminal series.
On the CW.
Yes. On the CW, currently, previously HBO. Yeah.
But we only care if the viewers watch.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, only Roku. The audience watches Roku. So they came to me with the idea of a show that was, you know, had the marriage pact at its core. We started developing it. We pitched it to Roku. They wanted it immediately. And it was really great working with them. And so we adapted the format with obviously Pete and Jess. And then we brought in a showrunner, Kimberly Goodman, who's won an Emmy in her career in addition to other accolades, but she had also done Love is Blind and Married at First Sight in addition to a number of other shows. So it was a bunch of people who had great dating and relationship genre
great
experience.
Pedigrees of all of this. And you see that. Actually, you see it in the casting. You actually see it in just the way the show is set up and this how the stakes are set up in the show. And I think that's one thing I really have to congratulate you on. The stakes so high, because this idea of a marriage pact, number one, it's this motivated by a lot for some of these people, it's motivated by fear because I'm getting older. Like the Grace who's 35, who thinks she's about to, you know, crawl into her coffin at 35. But this idea of if I don't get married now, no one's going to want me. And this idea of what I was thinking about earlier, this idea of being 30 and unmarried. And first, I know Maddie's talked about that he did marriage pacts with anyone. I never did one of those.
Yeah, that's not Poodle's style. as soon as a guy or woman said marriage pact, Poodle out.
Now, I have married for love of someone else's money. But never really.
It's a different kind of pact.
It usually involves a contract and a do not resuscitate order.
Yeah, it didn't go well. But no, I think you brought up, and what I wanted to add to that, you know, what I think what works about dating shows is you have to like, how do you connect with everybody watching at home and make them feel like I do that too? And sometimes that's hard on 90 Day Fiance because these people are in a super extreme circumstances. But not only have people had marriage packs before, but everyone has had their, everyone has had what their quote perfect age is or what their relationship, whether it's marriage or not, but what their campaign, what that should look like.
And then I should be married at 35. Yeah.
And cause I too like watching Marianne, I love Marianne, but like watching Marianne and Dennis, he's only like 6 years younger than her, but that 6 years to her felt like a 20-year age difference to her. And in my head, I'm like going, girl, get over it. But then what I liked about the show is it made me think about some past guys that I've dated. And I'm like, well, I was kind of hung up about that. And maybe that wasn't such a big fucking deal now. So it just draws you in that way, in a very human way that we all can relate to these people.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it is a really relatable concept. And I also think what's cool about this series is it provides something that you can't get anywhere else. Most people that make a marriage pact, maybe they don't ever get to go through that experience of trying it out once and for all to see if it could work. And so yeah. I think for the duos that we cast, it was a shock to the system. You know, they are put together in a house and now they're really having to think about, could I be married to this person at the end of this experience? Right. Because it's really shit or get off the pot, right? To your point. And so I think it was fascinating to see that. And each of them had their own very different backstories and their own very different kind of history and their own very different way in terms of how they made the pact. But they were all going through this journey together and in many ways seeing who they thought might make it. But once you stay tuned, you are kind of on a bit of a roller coaster to sort of see who actually pans out and what happens in the end. And we covered everything really authentically, and that was really important to us. In the same way that you guys like 90 Day Fiance and you mentioned Love is Blind too, there's different ways of doing relationship and dating shows, and in this one we really weren't faking things.
This did not have fraudacity in it. We call it fraudacity. That was not present.
Yeah, you weren't editing story to you weren't editing with an inch of its life to produce some type of story or what we also say where we find editing deceptive to intentionally mislead an audience, which drives us bonkers. And no, I could tell that you're right. There is an authenticity in the storytelling because I think just one thing that kind of made me my mouth drop. I'm going to get this couple's name wrong. The ones who were previously linked in a relationship and the guy who was unfaithful.
Julie and Cody.
Wow. I love Julie.
I love Julie too. Doesn't she look like Taylor Swift?
She kind of does.
She just reminds me of every best friend I had back home. Like just a good person who's trying to. Oh, sorry.
This
Go
woman.
Ahead,
this man was unfaithful to this woman, and they had a really ugly breakup. And she was so kind of. She even says, and she's trying to soft pedal it because I can tell she's not trying to make this guy feel horrible about himself, but she's wanting to say, "Listen, it kind of destroyed me when we broke up, and so much so that I had to move to a different city just to rebuild my life."
Oh, and when she said, "Yeah, I dated two of your best friends because I just somehow I think wanted to be linked to you," and then she looked up and went, "I think I just figured that out right now," and I was like, "That's crazy."
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft
or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and
The Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, she definitely did. They're great characters. I mean, I do think, I say characters, they're real people.
Yeah,
but within the context of the show. I think the casting's really good. They were all really invested in the experience. So there wasn't anyone that was just like, oh, I want to be on TV, you know?
Right.
Like, they were all there because they actually wanted to see if they should be married. And I think for some of them, you know, it didn't pan out in a way they might have thought. For others, in whichever way you take that, right? And I think for the others, they learned certain things about that person. You come on the show and, like, for some of them, they hadn't ever been intimate before because that was,
right,
like, their best,
yes,
friend.
Oh, yes, that's a good
that
point.
Blew some my mind.
Some people are exes that have been dating. Some people
only were, I believe one though.
Well,
only one couple.
Was it Alicia that said her and Quentin had been, like, she didn't say whether they had sex before, but she had said that they had tried a couple of times to be romantic before.
So with Alicia and Quentin, they had, she had always thought that he was attractive, that had a little bit of flirting, right. And he had rejected her.
Mm,
and so there was a bit
that
of
was it, yes.
for her.
But yeah. They had never gotten
and
together.
She doesn't bring that rejection to the show at all. I mean, she's fine. You can tell she's still pissed.
Oh,
yeah.
She's so pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. She was definitely pissed.
Y'all, and even, I'm not going to tell you who because I don't want to spoil it, but even Tulsa during this show, the fact that, I'm not going to say who it is, but that one of these guys literally goes out and kisses another woman and still thinks that the woman he's with on this show might marry him is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen on reality TV.
Well, it's almost like a last hurrah that got a bit out of control, that maybe shouldn't have been a last hurrah. But
he also did that with the wrong woman.
He definitely did that with the wrong woman, which I believe one of the other cast members kind of insinuates too.
Yes, yes. I'm trying not to give too many spoilers, but yes. So y'all, I bring that up, y'all, because this show, these people are messy.
Yeah, messy. But I think there's messy and then there's like show messy and then there's authentically messy where you're just being thrown into a position where your emotions are high. It's kind of like a crucible where you're at the pressure to get married at the end of this. And especially for some of these people, like you said before, who have never really tried to do anything romantic. And I'm just trying to, especially for that couple, I think I was thinking about what was his name? The woman Which who's one? 43 and the guy.
Dennis and Marianne.
Dennis and Marianne.
It's you can just see that
I love Dennis. He's such a dork.
He is this kind of like he wants to make it happen romantically, but has no idea how to get her to. He doesn't know her instruction manual.
And she's so in her head too. Yeah, she is in her head.
And it's really interesting to see people. How do you make the first move if you've been friends for that many years?
Yes, and, like Armani and Brie. How do you like put in some type of physicality when
I want to see the rest of the whole thing because I kept thinking, dude, you're never gonna get anywhere with her. It just who knows?
I'm not saying it. I've watched more than you. I've been able to we got this later, y'all. But so what kind of in the scope of this, like what it makes me like wonder, like for these people, did you see like, you know, people sign up for a reality show and they think it's going to be one thing. Did you see the experiment kind of change perspectives of these cast members of their, not themselves, but even like what marriage is? Because again, you're like making them actually like step up to what they said. What just how did they change throughout the show for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think they come on the show as friends, essentially, right? Even if they'd have had a dalliance in the past, they're coming onto the show not in a romantic relationship and not having gotten engaged or anything like that. So what you're really seeing them go through is that reality set in of, I have to make a decision at this point. I know this person. I have a history with this person, but now I'm viewing them as a potential partner. I'm having to be intimate with them. I'm having to see if we have the same financial goals. I'm having to see if we I'm having to see if we can do teamwork. So you were covering all of those things that it takes to consider whether you should be married to somebody in this kind of expedited time frame, so that they can alleviate all of those years of wondering what if and really get to see this person as a potential partner.
Yeah. It's 3 weeks. It's 21 days.
21 days, yeah.
Is all that they have. And y'all, we forgot to mention, this isn't like, this is for real. It is like Love is Blind. These people decide to be, and the ones that decided to be together, we won't say who or how many, but they actually get married at the end of the show. So this isn't just like a bachelor, I'm going to run away with you and we're going to be together and we'll see. Like these people are, I mean, yeah. There's some couples that were married.
And that was in the part of the episode, it did show them going through finances. I was like, this is new because.
Yeah, we talk about that on Love is Blind. No one ever, the first thing Jake does when he goes on a date with someone is run a credit report.
Two credit scores.
I need two.
That is so smart, because you know what? For some reason, people don't have that conversation. And the minute you have that conversation, it can really change one, your feelings towards somebody, and like whether you actually think you could see yourself married to them. So I do think in the show, you really get to see, you get to see that, I think, with Julie and Cody. You get to see that with Grace and Marcus. You Grace, do with Marianne and Dennis. You know, they definitely, in each episode, there's something that's making them question, is this person the person I think that I should be married to? So in every episode, there's almost like a deeper level of kind of understanding and questioning, which kind of keeps you excited as an audience member, because it's a bit of a, you know, journey with ups and downs for each of them, as they're kind of constantly questioning each other and whether they're right for each other.
I want to ask you, just personally, you've said you are currently married. Currently,
it is for the long term. We are committed. I have a child. Yeah.
Oh boy, they do make things pretty set in stone, those children. So have you made a marriage pact, or would you advise it, or do you think it's something people should do?
I think there's a reason why people make a marriage pact.
Mm-hmm. Good
I
answer.
Really believe that. I didn't make a marriage pact, but the majority of people I know have made a marriage pact. I didn't make one because I rushed into marriage the first time, and then I got married, you know, the second time. But I think there's a reason. I don't think you just decide, even if it's a joke, I think there's something underlying there.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I don't know why else you would say, even as a joke, if we're not married by this time, we should marry each other. There's got to be some sort of spark or something you feel to make that, you know, agreement or verbal contract, if you will. And I think in this series, what's really interesting about that is what instigated that and then having to follow through on that. Like, I think for Grace and Marcus, they had a real physical and sexual chemistry, but they had never really explored other elements other than that. Whereas for Bree and Armani, they made a marriage pact, and they had the friendship stuff down, but they had never explored or kissed at all before coming on the show. But there's still a reason why you're like, you pick that person to make the marriage pact with. There's still something,
and it might not even be love. I think that's what this show talks about too. It's not just it's kind of looking at this idea of, yes, you hopefully marry someone you love, but marriage is also something that people are looking for different things, whether it's comfort or reliability.
And you're kind of deconstructing the fairy tale of it all, which that's what I really like, because a lot of times you'd realize, and that I think probably a lot of these people realize halfway through, oh, we made this marriage pact because I felt safe with you and I didn't feel safe with anybody else. And it was a fear that I'd be alone. And maybe we don't need to get married. Maybe I just need to have you in my life, and then I won't be alone. So it's an interesting concept that I think that it relates to all of us.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. And I think you might make a marriage pact with somebody and then spend however many years, decades, you know, romanticizing that, the what if.
Oh, that's
it.
Idealism.
But then you could come, but then you could come on the show, and then in the 21 days, you realize, why was I doing that?
Like, let's blow it up. Yeah.
But then, you know, there is also the fairy tale for some of them where that romance was really real. The reason why they made that pact was grounded in something that they then get to explore.
And that's what we're doing now in dating anyway, because so many of us are dating online. There's this romanticized, idealized, we're getting little bits of someone.
Yeah, you're getting the absolute best of someone that they're creating.
And so it's like there always is that. That's what I think is kind of felt the pull of it, the pull of this one while watching is, and then you have either that letdown or that confirmation when you actually are on a person-to-person date with someone. So
I think also what's good about this show too is in other dating shows, you know, people are meeting, or relationship shows, they are being put together or they are meeting for the first time.
Yeah.
On this one, they're coming into it with a history. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Whether that history is a 21-year history, a 5-year history, a 2-year history, it's still a meaningful history with that person where they
which is why the stakes are higher. That is why the stakes are higher.
Yeah. Because they're either going to leave this. The minute you start getting physical with somebody or the minute you cross that line from friends to lovers where you're thinking about marriage, it's very hard to go back.
You can't.
It's almost like when you have sex with someone and then the next morning you're like, well, I've kind of seen you in this way now. You can't wind back the time.
As a gay man, I have slept with several of my friends, but it is hard to have the same relationships.
Exactly.
I have not done that, but Poodle is the queen of not
they're all my
where
friends.
She eats, but fucking where she friends.
You know, that's a great show title.
Yes, fucking where you friend.
That's actually let's make that show. You had a friendly friend with. I shouldn't say it online. I should edit it. Friend with benefits. Can you really have a relationship? That's a show right there. That's FWB.
I have something in development. Yes, title.
So I was gonna ask this already because we talked before this, y'all. I said.
Yeah.
We were connected to the show in the midst of when we're in a day with 90 Day, because Jake and I both were like, oh, if we had had the time, we would have covered every episode of this. Do we know yet about a season 2 or no?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
We don't know yet.
So watch it, y'all, because I want a season 2 of this.
Watch it.
And I want to.
Me
wanna,
too.
Free.
Yeah, it's free. Let's lead with that. It's free.
There's not a lot of there. Yeah, there's a couple of commercials, but it's not anything like on Hulu or like on TLC where the commercials are 10 minutes long for each section. It's not like that.
It does sound like we're now being we're being paid to promote Roku, which we are not.
We are
Roku,
not.
Roku, call us. Call us if you want us to. I want to say just finally, what do you think, just kind of wrapping up here, what do you hope audiences will get out of this? What do you hope they see? You know, because every reality, every filmmaker, every showrunner wants to make audiences either learn something or see something a certain way. What do you hope they get out of it?
That's a really interesting question. I hope they see the unpredictability of love. I hope they see the evolution of the duos that come on the show as they couple up. And I hope they see the complexities with it. You there is a romance, like we said, like when you make a marriage pact. And I think the show really unfolds what it takes to follow through on that. And I hope they have a conversation with their friends or their partner about the marriage pact that they all made at a certain point.
I love it.
Debate whether they think they would have ended up together. That's what I hope that they do.
Regardless, y'all, this is juicy. This is not your normal trash garbage kind of show. It's really well produced. It looks great. And I want to say one final question. You filmed in Cartagena, Colombia, which I mostly recently went to. I don't know when you guys filmed that, what time of the year. It was really hot when I was there.
Okay, I'm really glad you're bringing this up. Two things we should all know for all the people that work on these shows, and this is the inside stuff. It is a hair nightmare.
Because it's so humid. It's tropical.
So hot. I think because when it's that hot, you can sometimes have issues with cameras and just the execution of things and all of those things. But we were lucky enough to work with an incredible team, and the show looks beautiful and everybody worked so hard. And the director, Anna, was incredible. Our showrunner, Kimberly, was great. I mentioned our two EPs, Pete and Jess, as well. And everyone who worked on the show was just like really good at their jobs. We were able to execute it to a really high level, just looks wise and aesthetically. I think with Cartagena too, it is a unique city. There's something that's romantic and urban about it at the same time. And it's about discovering new things. So I think in terms of it being a setting that was giving these duos something new to experience together away from the realities of life to help them make their decision, it was like a great backdrop. But I would say, yes, it's really hot. And there was also at one point a monsoon. And I had just left. I had gone in to like oversee the show and like check everything out. And then I was like flying back to LA and watching stuff on monitors. And I left and then the monsoon started.
Oh my God. It was, I really liked, I think if I would have been there at a time when it wouldn't have been so hot, but like there's a time where you can't be outside for that long.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you just melt. And anyway, Jessica, this has been so lovely.
I am proud for you. That's what
I'm proud for you.
I'm proud for you. This is a good show.
How can we find you, and how can we find this show on the Roku channel? Wait, I think we've told everybody to go to the Roku TV.
Yeah, go to Roku TV. You'll see it right away, The Marriage Pact. Definitely watch it. It is great. All the episodes are awesome. My company is Maven Creative Media, so you can look up our company website. You can follow me on Instagram, which is just my name, Jessica Sebastian, and we launch a lot of our shows that way. And it was just such an honor to chat with you guys. You are the best at what you do. I love the analytical commentary, and I love that you love the show.
Thank you. Well, I will say it's hard for me to sell something that I don't really believe in. And I was watching this. I'm like, this is good.
Well, that's why we're doing this because we didn't have the time to cover the whole thing, but we were like, we don't normally do this, but this show's good. And we feel like our sissies, that's what they call our listeners, our sissies will eat this up and should know
about
it.
Try this, y'all. So. This is a good show.
I don't think this is the last time we're going to talk, Jessica. I know.
I have not.
Bring us in a consult. Yes.
Yeah. If you need drunk gay guys to comment in the corner, we're here for you.
Perfect.
I mean, I think I need that all the time.
Yes, who doesn't? Thank you so much, Jessica. Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.